Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
But right now,
yes,
obviously we've seen what's happened with the drone attacks that have hit the heart of Saudi Arabia's oil industry. And with us to talk about that is Jay Young. He's the author of The Upside of Oil and Gas Investing. He's the founder of the King Operating Group and a fourth-generation oil man. Jay, good morning. How are you?
Morning. I'm very good. How are you? Thank you.
I'm good. So first off, are there more severe short-term or long-term repercussions from these attacks?
Right now, Saudi's going to put their production back online, and everything's going to cool over unless something else happens. And you know how sensitive these markets are.
Right.
Anything happens, it just there's not enough supply and demand in the world to go on and store enough to go through these of challenges that we could have. So, you know, right now we're going to go back to normal. We'll see $56 oil pretty soon.
Okay.
And everything should be back. Okay.
Yeah, at one time, I do believe it was when gas was up to $4 a gallon and plus. And I think we were around $100 a barrel. So it's about half what it was then.
Absolutely. Absolutely. What you've seen, though, is you've seen a great surge in oil and gas production in the
yes.
United States, especially in the Permian Basin. You know, so we're seeing 12 to 13 million barrels of oil produced here, which has really helped out our state. But that doesn't mean that we're not using more oil. We're continuing to increase oil. And also the global demand, you know, continues to rise.
Right.
Does this have an effect on us as we go to the pumps, as we start to put oil in our oil burners for the winter months? What kind of immediate effect does it have on us in our country now?
Yeah, exactly, and that's what's important to your listeners is, you know, what's in it or what's in it for me or what's going to happen to me, and, you know, we're okay right now. You'll see maybe a little bit of an increase, but it's going to come back to normal, and all your listeners and the gas prices should be, if not, you know, 5 or 10 cents. But not anything major because, like I said, we're going back to normal.
Joe brought up a really good point, too, Jay, is that around here there is a lot of oil heat being used. So that's another hit to the wallet.
Right, exactly. So, you know, as long as we can stabilize, which is what the world has done,
yep.
the world uses 100 million barrels of oil a day.
God.
You know, that's just a tremendous. The United States uses 20. But we're up from 6 million to 12 million in production in a few years. So we're making a lot more oil in the United States, which really helps us out a lot. And it doesn't make us rely on all these foreign countries.
Jay, did you think the president's response was enough? And would you like to see something else done?
Surprisingly, President Trump comes in and settles things down. And he even said early this morning, he said, you know, I'm okay, and we're trying to settle things down instead of, you know, firing off some you know, we're going to go bomb everybody in the country type. You know, he's pretty much under control, it seems like, which is kind of, you know, different for him. But I think it's okay. I think we're okay.
Jay, what's really interesting is, you know, I was around in 1973. Hard to believe, but yeah, I was. And I was living in Texas at the time. And this was the first Arab oil embargo. And, you know, I remember gasoline going to 60 cents a gallon in Tejas. The point is, though, now because our production is up, I suppose it makes it a little better?
It does. It makes it a little better because we're not relying so much on other countries, and we're able to sustain this and continue on. There's a lot of oil that they found through fracking, and in Colorado and Texas and Montana with the shale production. So it really does help us out a lot, and we're not so dependent on other countries, you know, to get oil in. And we're also, matter of fact, we're exporting oil. You know, we're making 12 million a day. Our appetite's over 20 million a day.
Yeah.
So we're we are, you know, we're not 100%, you know, throwing money up in the air because we're producing more in the United States than we're consuming, but we are exporting some oil because of our refinery.
Talking to Jay Young, author of The Upside of Oil and Gas Investing and the founder of the King Operating Corporation. How does alternative fuel affect either something like this or the future of the oil and gas industry? Is that a big issue?
It is a big issue, but it is going to take time. You know, your electric cars that are coming out, there's some great electric cars out now.
Yeah.
You know, and we do see, you know, we see wind, you know, which T. Boone Pickens was real fond of. And,
oh, yeah.
And, you know, and but it's going to take time. It will take time. And I'm, you know, 10, 20, 30 years before we really see a big, because if you, you know, oil is just a byproduct. I mean, we produce oil every day, and it's not just for gasoline and cars.
Right.
You know, so we will see, you know, 20-30% of your oil price, you know, going to cars. Well, if we change every car in the country, which will be really hard to do.
Yeah.
But if we did, you would see a price deduction or price decrease, but not really that much because we use for everything, plastics and
oh yeah.
I mean, it's just we use it for a lot of different items.
Well, Jay, you know, and will there ever come a time, and this is one of the dreams that, what, the big climate strikes Friday or something like that, and, you know, oh, let's get rid of all fossil fuels. Is that really possible?
No.
That's kind of
that was a definitive one-word answer.
Well, we'll wait and see.
Yeah. You had my mind going. I was like, okay, well, let me, no.
Well, and I do want to mention imports. You know, the fact is, yes, we do take some oil from Saudi Arabia. But what's coming out of Venezuela?
Yeah.
Your friendly Citgo station.
Real bad. And I mean, they were a country flying high not too long ago to their country, just and their government just messing up that whole entire country. And we're not seeing hardly any imports right now from Venezuela.
Okay.
I mean, it's just really bad.
Still Canada and Mexico then, by and large?
Okay. Exactly. So Canada, Mexico is where we're getting a lot of our oil. You know, we are from some of the OPEC countries. You know, but you're seeing, too, that these foreign countries, you know, like Saudi Arabia, you know, and their new president, he wants $80 oil because to balance their budget.
Yeah. Right.
You know, so we may see a surge, not because of drones and attacks in Saudi Arabia, which is what, you know, Iran's supposedly, from what Donald Trump says, is that, you know, they're the ones that did it. But also you can see that that's going to affect oil prices. But if they're cutting down their production, you know, we may see another surge, not because of this, but because of production.
Okay.
It's a New England accent you got, right? Rhode Island, Massachusetts?
Yeah, really close.
How you doing, buddy?
If you're looking at a globe, that's pretty close.
Exactly. Yeah. Hey, Jay, great insight. We appreciate you getting up early in the morning to join us and pass along your knowledge. Have a great day.
Thank you very much. Anytime. Right.
Jay Young, he's from Texas.
You picked that up right away.
Yeah,
you picked that up right away.
That. I'm pretty good with that.
All right.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.